Mark dreamt. He saw the canyon before him, long and winding as it had been cut over centuries by the steady creek. His gaze was drawn to a large tree, and in it was perched a small blue and gray bird waiting for him. He was drawn closer and closer, the images before him becoming more focused, crisp and clear until he could make out every detail. Individual needles, feathers, flakes of bark, he could almost touch them. Then, like lightning, they were flying.
The bird deftly maneuvered through the canyon. They were narrowly dodging trees, ducking left or right, and branches by swift rises and falls in altitude. The bird's wings left blue tracers in the sky. This was unlike any dream Mark had ever had. It was vivid, lucid even, except that he was not in control, not in the least. It felt more like an out-of-body experience, his soul following the bird. He was being led, and all he could do was watch the translucent streaks of blue being painted in the sky, and then melt away, sinking down and settling over the plants and earth below. He could watch and follow.
And follow.